Amanda Thomas. Welcome to AC Primetime Radio.
Thank you very much, Mal.
So what do we know about Amanda Thomas so far? I mean, we know about Boardwalk Entertainment somewhat and the great success you had last year with Tim McGraw on the beaches of not Atlantic City, but maybe someday soon, but in Wildwood.
Yeah, that's correct. I did the Celebrate America weekend, was the creator and the host with my company Boardwalk Entertainment and a few great partners. And we made basically a miracle happen on the beach and, you know, had Tim McGraw with 20,000 people in the pouring rain on 4th of July. It was a lot of fun and kind of kickstarted things for Boardwalk Entertainment. Grew up in Ocean City as a kid. My family's been there for over 100 years. It's a place that's near and dear to my heart, will always be home. I graduated Ocean City High School, class of 2011. I did not go to college because at the time I was a reporter for Ocean City Patch and I really wanted to follow journalism. So I did that and then I worked for the Ocean City Sentinel for a little bit and then I wanted to follow my passion of being a photographer. So I did that for a while. And
a lot of creativity stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff. I was a nanny for almost 6 years on and off, and I love kids. And
you also dabbled in marketing, too, on the boardwalk, right?
I did. I was the marketing director for the water park and Boardwalk Bounce, which was formerly in the place that the Strand, the Strand movie theaters. And, it was a lot of fun. And then I just, stumbled into entertainment and really wanted to do it, and I always do what I love, so I go after
it. Well, let's talk about that stumble. How do you stumble from managing a water park on the Ocean City Boardwalk, right, and now all of a sudden you're producing a monster concert like Tim McGraw, not a B or C-level act, but the most likely one of the biggest top five acts of all time in country. How did you make that leap? How did that happen?
Well, I loved marketing and my job was fantastic and I opened my own marketing company for a bit after that and I wanted to focus on entertainment and bringing entertainment to local communities that would enrich the community. And when I set out to do it, I had no idea that we were going to book somebody as big as Tim McGraw. I had asked a friend where I could hold a concert in Wildwood for 1,000 people and, it was suggested, why don't you do a beach concert? And I took that and worked on it and got hooked up with some great people and made some great partners. And then we secured Tim McGraw and that's that. It's
all right, wait a second.
Blessing.
You say, well, we secured Tim McGraw. That's like securing Frank Sinatra or Elvis or Led Zeppelin. Can you give a little background on how you were able to get an artist of that caliber? Because even the big players like AEG or Live Nation, they often struggle with gaining control of these A-level acts.
It was definitely a challenge, and we just had a great team, and we all set our mind to get a top performing artist for Wildwood. And somebody had mentioned Tim McGraw, and we followed that lead and made it happen, and it was truly a blessing. It was a great concert. In addition to Tim McGraw, we had Hunter Hayes and Maggie Rose, and they were fantastic. We had Shot of Southern. They're a band out of Philly. They came out and, opened the show. We had the Devin Riley Band, who they were the winner of the Battle of the Bands the night before. They got the opportunity to perform on stage. And we had a local kid just right from Atlantic County who did the national anthem, and it was real community building and we just had a great event and it was a fantastic show and I would definitely recommend Tim McGraw for any type of large scale concert.
He knew that Wildwood was a great place to play in the middle of the summer and on the beach, I bet.
I'm sure. I mean, he agreed to do it and that's the first step right there. And it was a really great show and everybody had a good time. And the fans were so dedicated to be there that they stayed in the pouring rain. I mean, it was torrential downpour.
What did you learn from that experience that you will do it differently the next time around?
There's a lot of different things that I learned. First and foremost, we will never do a concert again on a holiday. It makes things way too stressed for the local public safety officers, and I apologize to all those police and firemen who were doing double duty in Wildwood, managing the July 4th crowd and also managing the concert. It was really a team effort. And being on a holiday, it makes things more expensive as well. You have to pay, almost time and a half for employees and equipment. And by having a 4-day weekend, equipment was double, triple the cost. So kind of drove up our costs a little bit. But taking that, we can easily, make a better, more efficient event by taking those lessons that we've learned about costs and about structure and about how we do the layout and how people come into the event. We wrote down all those notes and look forward to implementing them in our next beach concert.
Yeah, that is baptism by fire. You just went straight into the big leagues. And sure, you had a couple of bumps, but at least to most of us up here, especially the folks at AC Prime Time Radio. My name is Mel Taylor. Amanda Thomas from Boardwalk Entertainment is here. We're just so impressed. I'm telling you, Wildwood really got some great brand uplift from that A-level act in Wildwood, because Wildwood doesn't get that many types of shows that often.
Yeah, I can definitely agree to that. I think Wildwood was a fantastic choice for us. They have a world-class team, everybody from public works to department heads to administration, police, fire. Everything just works so cohesively, and they are really a world-class team. If you look at Wildwood, they put together almost one event, maybe even two events, almost every single day of the summer. They've had great acts at the convention center over the years. Of course, you know Wildwood has an extensive music history with the 50s and the doo-wop theme that they go with. And yeah, we definitely get credit for pulling off the show, and the city of Wildwood has just been fantastic.
But it is a little tougher to get A-level acts because it's so close to Philly and the markets like Atlantic City. Is that true?
That is true. So typically there is a 90-90 rule. They can't be within 90 miles within 90 days. And that does affect Wildwood. It doesn't really affect Atlantic City and Philadelphia per se, because they're usually either from the same promoter or booking agent, and it's easier to get around those things. In Wildwood, that rule definitely does apply, and that did play into the artists we actually could get, because you have so many great artists coming to this area.
For the summer of 2017, you are branching out. You're going to do concerts sometime in the future, maybe some smaller ones, bigger ones. But right now, you're doing a whole bunch of little shows and events, and some of them are mid-scale. And you're going to be doing a lot of great stuff in Ventnor this summer, as well as Wildwood and Atlantic City. Tell us a little bit about the top-level stuff that we should look out for in the summer of 2017 with Amanda and your company, Boardwalk Entertainment.
Yeah, so like I said, I do things that I love, and I always want to do something that's fun and new. So instead of tackling another beach concert, which was super fun, but so much work, we have a lot of great things this year. The big event that we have, which is coming to Wildwood, is the Pro Foot Volley Tour. Foot volley is a sport that you basically have to kick a ball over a volleyball net, if you will, hence the name foot volley. And it's a pretty difficult sport, but we will have the national teams from over six different countries, the same teams that played in the Rio Olympics last year, and that event will be broadcasted and internationally televised to further promote Wildwood.
So, and you have a food truck festival coming up in Ventnor. We're looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, we do. So we have three food truck festivals this year, two in Wildwood, one in Ventnor, and we've duplicated the success of our food truck festival last year, which brought 1,500 people to Fox Park in Wildwood. And we hope for that, in Ventnor as well. And the city of Ventnor put it out on their Facebook, and 35,000 people, I think, reacted and interacted with that post. So we really hope that it's going to be a successful event.
Great spot. Ski Beach.
Yeah, Ski Beach,
it's going to be
right
beautiful,
off of Dorset Avenue is fantastic. And it'll be from 11 to 6 on June 10th, and we'll have seven food trucks and more if we expect more people to come.
Movies on the Beach in Ventnor too, huh?
Yeah, so we have Movies on the Beach right at Suffolk Avenue, where the volleyball courts are placed.
And I was going to ask you about that. Is it going to be on the beach where the volleyball games are held, or actually on the beach itself?
So it'll be on the beach where the volleyball games are
held. That's perfect.
Yeah, they take down the nets at night is what I'm told, and it makes for a good location.
It's perfect. There's bathrooms there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's parking, and there's a kids' playground right there.
Absolutely.
Basketball, tennis courts. So it's a nice spot. It's actually a perfect spot for it.
Yeah, it's great. And we hope that, maybe somebody's going to play tennis, they catch a half hour of the movie, or just pop in, or they come over after. We'll have some vendors there as well. Of course, we have we have Kona Ice at almost all of our events. They do shaved ice, so that's a great little treat. And we'll have popcorn there and soda and some good snacks for everybody to enjoy.
And since this podcast is called AC Prime Time, that's Atlantic City Prime Time Radio, my name is Mel Taylor, and that is Amanda Thomas from Boardwalk Entertainment. Man, we are just fired up that it sounds like you are starting to set down some roots, we hope, in Atlantic City, because we know that more entrepreneurs, more independent business people, not just the big behemoths, we believe that more little and mid-level folks like yourself need to get in to give you a shot at being the next big promoter in Atlantic City. What do you got in store for the Atlantic City Boardwalk, Gardner's Basin, maybe?
So when I set out with Boardwalk Entertainment, we want to do fun things and we want to enrich the community. And I felt there was no better way to enrich Atlantic City than to do the boardwalk music and to do movies on the beach and to bring some festivals. And over the years, there's been entertainment on different places of the boardwalk, but they come at a cost, and they come at a cost to the city or previously the CRDA, and quite a large cost to produce these events.
We always thought that the producer pays for it, and that they, you know, I always wondered why the city and why would the CRDA have to cough up money?
I think people constantly go to the CRDA and ask for money. And that's something Boardwalk Entertainment does not do. And when we do, we, you know, make sure we have a nice mutual agreement that, you know, both parties are well advertised and we're here to promote Atlantic City. The movies on the beach and the music series that we're doing on the boardwalk come at no cost to the CRDA or the city. They're fully funded by Boardwalk Entertainment, whether that be our internal funding sources or if we get sponsors, which we hope to gather to really incorporate everybody.
But either way, you're on the hook and you are financially liable. And if nobody shows up or there's no support, no sponsors, you take the hit, not the city.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely happening either way. I mean, when we pledged to do that, we made a commitment and a promise to the city that if we got 100 sponsors or zero sponsors, this event's still happening. It's for the greater good of Atlantic City.
Did they understand that? They must have said, that's not the way it works, Amanda. Where are you coming from?
They did understand that. And they're very appreciative that
they don't get to hear that very often.
Trust me, they do not. being in this industry, I know people, you know, walk around with their hand out and sometimes they need it. And sometimes they're just, oh, I'll take it because I can get it. Well, cities and governments and organizations only have so much to give. And when there's zero left, who's going to be standing?
So you have to, you pretty much say, listen, I'm going to do the marketing. I'm going to do the cleanup. I want to take care of everything. I'm going to bring everything to you. All you guys have to do is give me a sliver of boardwalk or a sliver of land. Maybe it's down by Gardner's Basin or maybe it's Kennedy Plaza in front of the Boardwalk Hall. That's all you really ask for from the entity, either the tourism district, the CRDA, or the city?
Yeah, absolutely. Every town we work in, Atlantic City included, when we host an event, we know we're responsible for permit fees, for city services, for police, for fire.
You handle all that.
We do. We do not expect the city to come out. Look, it's great if they do. If they want to say, cool, we appreciate your event. We've got some extra money to spend. It's an investment.
They're giving you the space, and you're bringing the party. Shouldn't they be banging down your door saying, come here all the time? Shouldn't they?
I'm sure they would.
Are you okay with that if it turns out that way?
I am. Trust me. I am. I'm here for the greater good of Atlantic City and all the cities we work in. And if the city comes to me with an idea and I can execute it, I'm there 100%.
You know, Bader Field sitting over there. I know you want to do some smaller and mid-sized stuff for now, but you now have the skill to do the big stuff. But what's tougher, the big stuff or a lot of little things? I guess they're equally challenging.
They are equally challenging, managing schedules and booking so many artists. And that's another thing with the Boardwalk Music Series. We're, you know, enriching the community because we're bringing in these local acts that definitely need exposure. And, you know, they're getting paid for their exposure. Nobody's working for free here, except for us. But, you know, that's the investment we're making into Atlantic City, is to provide these events and anything any city has and they want to pitch. And
do you have any announcements right now that most people do not know in regards to what you could be doing in Atlantic City for the summer of 2017?
So for this year, we are doing the Boardwalk Music Series, which in June, I'm sorry, from Memorial Day until Labor Day, we'll be providing music on the boardwalk at least one location, most times Kennedy Plaza, sometimes another location. And we will be doing usually Thursday to Monday with an artist that will do 3 hours of music for the boardwalk. It's very fun, very incorporative, and it benefits the community. And then in addition, during that event on Sundays, we kind of expand it and we do a more kids-focused event And during that event, we'll have strolling magicians, balloon artists, face painters at Kennedy Plaza so that it's a more family event on Sunday. We hope families would come out and enjoy it. It's an all ages event, and we're definitely here to promote people on the boardwalk and promote them, you know, shopping around, going to stores, going to the casinos, getting a bite. They can listen to music while they're doing it. So that's one of the things that we have.
You want to foot the bill. You want to put the money up front and not burden the city with all these expenses. They must be saying, what are you smoking and where can I get some of that? Because Atlantic City needs more of what you're offering. And then again, so does the Margates of the world and the Ventners of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am proud to say I have not yet walked into a meeting with any city officials where I got that reaction. Everybody has been very, very nice. Wildwood, Ventnor, and Atlantic City all combined. Amazing people, very eager to listen to ideas and goals. You can definitely tell that the people that work in Atlantic City are also here for the greater good. The people that I met with, and Chris at the mayor's office, and Chris with the CRDA, and Nancy, and even Jazz.
So Chris Filicello from City Hall,
yep,
Chief of Staff for Mayor Guardian, and then Chris Howard, who's the new head of the CRDA.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and we, you know, they just have a fantastic team, and you know that they're there to make it happen. Every city I work in, we have met fantastic people in Ventnor, Commissioner Kriebel, Commissioner Landgraf, both fantastic people.
How about Margate?
Margate have not ventured off into Margate yet. Ventnor kind of just came as a little add-on.
They got some good promoters already with the Margate Has More team, but right. I think what you can bring to the table, Mr. Michael Becker, Mayor Michael Becker, probably would embrace you for a meeting because, they're going to see what you're doing anyway. That's the way it works, right?
Right.
Through osmosis.
Yeah, everything's just kind of, you know, I meet people and... you know, we just brainstorm. What can we do? Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And I'm young, eager, and energetic, and ready to get going, which helps.
We're talking to Amanda Thomas from Boardwalk Entertainment, doing all kinds of shows this summer, food trucks and movies on the beach. She's well known for bringing Tim McGraw to the beaches of Wildwood last summer. My name is Mel Taylor. This is AC Primetime Radio, the podcast.
When I go to, the reason why I love working in Wildwood also is sometimes I get these really big ideas, and the people in Wildwood, Mayor Ernie Troiano and Commissioner Byron and Commissioner Leonetti and all the administration, you know, if something seems that, you know, maybe I bit off more than I can chew, or maybe that event's not ready yet, we're very honest and open, and we say, you know, maybe not now. Let's wait on that, develop it more, and we work on it and make it happen. So having an open conversation with these people really helps when everybody's open and honest. I don't think I've ever received a flat out no, but more of let's work on that and develop into what it should be.
A lot of this stuff is new to some of these leaders. I mean, they've done it, they toyed with it, but they've never been, it seems like the South Jersey Shore is getting much more aggressive and ramping up more and more of these types of events.
Right. Well, Ventnor is the perfect example for that. They have a brand new commission, and Commissioner Kriebel has, you know, was really eager to get the food truck festival done. And it's a fantastic event that has success. We've done it before and it's great. So when I pitched that, he was definitely, you know, really wanting that event, and it's going to be great. And I think that towns are great when they see the potential in community leaders that step up and do stuff. You know, no longer does a city have to say, oh, well, this is our budget for the year, this is what we're going to set out to do, and that's all we're going to do. There are plenty of active, young, eager promoters who are ready to do things that they've done in other places that are successful.
And you're proving that you are self-funded.
Absolutely.
And you're breaking that mold, because that it was always like, how much of a budget as a city do we have? And I always wonder, why are they thinking that way? Why are they putting the money up front?
Right. And I think that comes to the word we don't want to use, millennial. I just think that, you know, not all millennials are bad, but I believe myself and a lot of other people have just a different way of thinking, and very community friendly. And maybe it's because I'm from, you know, a half hour away from Ocean City. But, you know, my goal is that if I can get something done and I can get sponsors and advertise those sponsors, and I can get, you know, low ticket sales to cover the cost, whatever we have to do. But no, I will never pitch an event to a city ever that, you know, it comes with a price tag. comes with a dollar bill attached to it, unless if that was requested of me. That's just not the way I work.
It's not a good business model to put a big, giant $100 ticket to see an A-level act on the beach. It's almost impossible to make that business model work.
I could agree with that. The McGraw Show was not financially successful. There's ways that we could adjust it to
So financially, to work out. Maybe financially not, but I keep on, every time you say that, I just jump all over you by saying, yeah, but you got branding and awareness, and you made everybody else say, wow, what's going on down there in Wildwood? And that makes up for the financial burden, but you guys took that financial hit.
We did.
But they keep on trying to, I keep on hearing, they throw that financial loss on you guys, like, hey, well, that's the risk we took. We were cool with that. But Wildwood got nothing but positive branding and message awareness.
Right. And Wildwood as a city did.
Can you see how angry I am about this? Come on.
He is a little angry, guys. Wildwood, you know, they, in my contract, they were contractually obligated to receive $25,000 for the concert. So the city did make money. And, you know, local vendors made money, and all of our vendors at our event were local.
Tim got paid, the city got paid, the vendors made some money. It sounds like your financial backers are the ones that took the risk. They could have won big, or they could have lost a few bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you go into this game and doing stuff this large, you do play with fire. And it is a risk, and, you know, you try to put it together. And there are ways to make up for that. And, you know, we started a little late in the game when we did the McGraw Show. Had we had more time, we, you know, definitely could have secured more sponsors. And the thing that I'm good at is I like to look at people who also have something to promote. So if I know there's a brand out there that's looking for brand awareness and Wildwood is their market, and I'm trying to, you know, host a concert and it would benefit them, I'm looking for that brand to say, this is what I have. I can reach X amount of people and this is our platform. Let's work together to make it happen. I think there's a lot of people out there who are interested in sponsoring these local events or even these mega events like these beach concerts. It's just a way of finding them and working together and making sure this is their target audience. And with me being in marketing, you know, that's what I look for. I try to put people together.
Are those big guys, those big promoters, I'm not going to suggest that they are, but, you know, the AEGs of the world and the Live Nations, are they either jealous of you, inquisitive about you, brushing you off, ready to hire you, acquire you? What do you think?
I honestly don't know, and I don't pay too much attention to it.
But they got to be paying attention to you a little bit, right?
I'm sure. I mean, I was, you know, a couple miles away doing about the same thing and
damn,
had it self-funded.
Damn, how did she get him? Because, yeah, if I'm Live Nation, I'm going to try to make sure that you don't get Tim McGraw. That's, I mean, as a capitalist pig, you kind of act and think that way, and that's just the way competition works.
Competition grows communities and makes money. So if you have two people who want to do beach concerts, you know the bidding war, and you have, well, I'm going to pay you more, well, I'm going to pay you more, and guess what? The city just got more money and maybe can lower taxes next year.
If you were working with Atlantic City and you knew the Kings of Leon was using Boardwalk Hall to practice, how would Amanda Thomas of Boardwalk Entertainment, how would she deal with that? That's a tough question, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
I think that I actually think the CRDA did the right thing putting out the press release that they were there. I think that they took a lot of heat after people found out that they were there.
And why'd they take heat?
I don't know. I think...
Wouldn't you as the negotiator that you are, the shrewd negotiator, wouldn't you have asked for something from Kings of Leon for the city of Atlantic City? I'm thinking you would at least try that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Kings of Leon are great. You know, I try to get them in the door as fast as they were there and have them stay and come back year after year. That'd be fantastic.
But I have a feeling the CRDA was maybe not aware of who the Kings of Leon were and maybe how... If they would have asked, hey, listen, is it cool that we do a little private AC only show just to kind of give a little, help us a little bit with some uplifting excitement? I know,
yeah,
it's tough because you're working with the CRDA, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You would have consulted.
I would have been like,
them.
Hey, guys, let's take a picture and let's get everybody excited
At the very
and
least,
happy. And
if you were sitting there, in the CRDA meeting, you would have given them the pros and cons of each move. You would have been good influence so they can make a better informed decision. I'm guessing that.
Yeah, I think it was great that the CRDA was able to charge a venue rental fee and make some money on Boardwalk Hall and, you know, rent it out to the Kings of Leon. I think that's fantastic. Props to the CRDA and Chris Howard. I think bringing in money when the space is empty is great. I think to some regard, though, I would have, you know, I agree with you there. I would have pitched, hopefully, you know, come back to the beach or come back. But it might not have been the right circumstance, the right
professional. But you would have pushed. You would have been that one person on the board of directors at CRDA or a consultant who would have added some different ways of thinking about that opportunity.
I think I would have, depending on the situation. And obviously, I don't know the full details, but look,
I don't think anybody does.
Look, if they were cool guys and the manager was cool and the agent was like, cool, we're here. And, you know, they seem to be cool.
I have a feeling that nobody asked. That's the only thing, because I have a feeling that all those people you just mentioned were probably just like, yeah, hell, why not?
You could be right. And look, if I didn't ask to ever do a beach concert, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today.
Because before Bruce Springsteen goes out on tour, maybe he'll do something in Asbury Park, right? He'll practice for the full week. And the last night, at the last minute, let's say, come on in and watch us perform as we get ready to go on tour. That's the way we were thinking down here.
Right.
That's the way Amanda Thomas from Boardwalk Entertainment is probably thinking as well. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being a part of AC Primetime, the podcast.
Thank you.
How can people find Amanda Thomas? How can they get in touch with you and your company, Boardwalk Entertainment?
So you can always go on our website. Our email's info@boardwalkentco.com. Phone number 609-225-4682.